Okay, welcome to this special situation update for Sunday, January 10th. This is Mike Adams here. Sorry about the background noise. I'm in my truck going to get my my tires changed on this F-250 here. And, you know, sooner or later, we all have to get basic tasks done, don't we? You know, like dental cleanings and things like that. But you may recall that it had been reported over the last several days that Nancy Pelosi's office was, hit during the so-called raid of the Capitol building. And I'd mentioned it before, but now a lot more detail has come out. It is absolutely clear that Nancy Pelosi's office had multiple laptops taken from it, including Nancy's own personal laptop. This has been confirmed from multiple sources. And then, most importantly, I've now seen the video myself of the U.S. government DOD people. No doubt they're special forces guys who were dressed all in black with hoodies with blue surgical masks, you know, like the normal N95 mask, and with some chest rig gear and backpacks. And they were on their way out. And some people had started to mistake them as Antifa, but they were trying to get away from those people and say, "We're not Antifa. We're here for something else." And then it was two guys, and then they left. So now we know, number one, it's confirmed that Pelosi, her laptop was taken. Oh, and others. It seems like it's about half a dozen laptops from Pelosi's office, which includes her other staffers. And we've seen the video, and we've seen what they're wearing. You know, it's consistent with Special Forces guys. And by the way, one of them is in a photo with a right-hand pistol holster on their duty belt as well. So that's kind of another big sign of all this. And we've seen very clearly that Nancy Pelosi is totally panicked about all of this. And this is why she's trying to remove Trump from power as quickly as possible. It's not about preventing Trump from holding office again, although they're trying to do that. They're trying to say, oh, he's banned from ever holding office, you know, as because they don't want him to run again. But no, this is about blocking Trump for the next 10 days or so, because they fear that Trump has more information off of Pelosi's laptops, that Pelosi's going to go down. In fact, Pelosi knows it, that she's going to be arrested and tried for treason if Trump succeeds in this plan. And there are a lot of people who will be charged with treason, probably Adam Schiff and many, many others, maybe even Barack Obama himself, and probably Biden and so on, if Trump gets a second term. So these leftists, these Democrat controllers, they're fighting for everything. They're fighting for their very lives. And that's why they're fighting so aggressively to remove Trump from office as quickly as possible. So what was on these laptops? Well, we don't know for sure. Rumors are that there are emails to Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and the CCP, you know, compromising information, exposing the bribery, the corruption, and the treason of Pelosi and her staffers. Because have no illusions, the entire Pelosi office is, in fact, a spy operation, well, a treason hub, just like Senator Feinstein's office as well in Sacramento. You know, it's a spy hub for the communist Chinese. That's really all it is. That's what Democrats stand for. So Trump then has this very narrow window of opportunity to start releasing information before they impeach him and remove him from office. But there's one saving grace in all of this, which is that in order for Trump to be convicted and removed from office, not only does the House have to impeach him, you may recall, but the Senate would have to convict him. Well, the Senate is not willing to convict him, reportedly, for the simple reason that Mitch McConnell doesn't want to commit the final act of suicide for the GOP. He still thinks that the GOP might have a future, even though, of course, that's nonsense. Who's going to vote for the GOP now after they betrayed Trump, right? The GOP is finished, as far as I'm concerned. And I think much the same is true across America. But then again, so is the DNC, as we'll probably see soon. But McConnell is probably not going to agree to remove Trump, which means Trump really does have all 10 days to get things done. Now, I know it's a crazy tight schedule, but if you think about it, Trump really did have to wait until January 6th in order to see all the treason come out. And you saw, remember Nashville on Christmas Day, the deep state was trying to destroy evidence of their treason because they know Trump is about to act and that his actions are going to be taken under national security. And by the way, the Ratcliffe report has been handed to Trump. There was another report that was issued to Congress right after January 6th, but I don't think that's the same report. In fact, I know it isn't because Congress doesn't have the same security clearance as the president. So DNI John Ratcliffe has handed the president everything he needs, probably on or around January 7th. So the president's team must be processing or you know, deciding the right strategy, getting ready to issue orders. But then they've got the Ratcliffe report that came in, and now they've got Nancy Pelosi's laptop also on the night of the 6th or the morning of the 7th. And they're probably trying to parse all that information as well. On top of that, you know, you have a lot of revelations from the WikiLeaks file dump that happened recently and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of information coming in, and Trump, it looks like, he's going to have all 10 days to take his actions here. Now, it always comes down to the same question, though. Will he act? Does he have enough loyal forces around him in order to do so? Well, there's another aspect to this that I think is really important to understand. The generals in the military, at least in the U.S. Marine Corps and the Navy and so on, they fully realize that if Biden becomes president, that America will be overrun by the CCP, and that the CCP is not going to leave any American military generals alive. You know, when the day comes that the CCP decides to launch their final takeover attack of America, which could easily happen under a Biden administration, there's going to be no mercy for people who went along with the CCP. And a lot of military generals certainly understand this very point. They would much rather live under Trump than die under Biden, you see. I mean, it's not a difficult decision once you realize what's about to happen. So the military and the DOD, most of them have loyalty to Trump, and they want to see Trump succeed, and they're willing to follow the orders of the president to carry out the mass arrests. Because as long as the president is president still, which is the case all the way up through January 20th, as long as he's still the president, then anybody following the orders of the president under national security to go arrest traitors and so on, those people cannot be prosecuted for following the orders of the president of the United States. They're following orders of their commander in chief. So it's not like these U.S. Marines leaders and generals and so on, it's not like they have to have any kind of special courage to defy authority to do what's right. No, they're just following the orders of the president to do what's right. So probably they have in their hearts, they have the courage to do what's right, but also now then they have official orders that gives them the full legal justification to take those actions as well. So when Trump issues the order, which still I'm hoping and praying that this is what he's going to do, when he issues the orders to halt the treasonous coup against America, that he will have lots of loyalty across the military, especially given that Trump has funded the military with, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars. I remember $750 billion one time, and then I think another round of funding was $900 billion. It's a lot of funding. It's a lot of money. It makes the military people very happy because they get to pocket, they get to skim off of that as well. You know, I mean, the top people who have their contractor buddies and so on. I'm not saying the run-of-the-mill soldiers are like that, but, you know, the top leaders are getting paid. They're getting money. And they really like that. and their friends are getting money. Their contractors get money. Their analysis family members who are running, you know, companies and so on, kind of getting kickbacks and contracts and stuff. They're getting money. Everybody's getting paid. And the military wants to be the dominant military force of the world. You know, nobody wants to be secondary under communist China, which is exactly what Biden would deliver. So the military has a reason to stand up for Trump here. And it's a serious, you know, it's a real reason. It's a big deal. Now then, on top of this, there's one other aspect here. And that is that the military wants, they want war. They want a war with China. They want Trump to strike Iran. And we know that the warmongers like John Bolton, when he was in there, they were always pushing Trump to strike Iran. And they wanted Trump to have more troops in more countries. And they would not support him if he didn't do that. And Trump did anger some people in the military by pulling troops out of engagements, because Trump is not a warmonger. He doesn't want to subject U.S. troops to more fatalities. He doesn't want to run invasions in more and more countries all the time. So Trump likes to bring troops home where they're going to be safe and be with their families and so on, even as he is funding the military. Well, right now, guess what we're dealing with? We're dealing with a situation with Iran that could very easily justify Trump attacking Iran with missile strikes or who knows, battleships or whatever. Not battleships, I mean aircraft carriers. Ships of battle, I guess I should have said. It's not World War II anymore. But Trump could attack Iran tomorrow. Trump could even attack China or provoke China into an attack. And in fact, I think this is being done with U.S. naval ships sailing into certain disputed waters, such as the Straits of Taiwan and so on, that China drives them nuts. And then also the U.S. Air Force flying bombers and other airplanes into disputed airspace. It seems like some of these actions may be designed to provoke China into attacking the United States so that the U.S. can respond and initiate a war against China, which is what the military, or I should say certain top-level people at the military actually want. So, you know, this is a very dynamic and very dangerous situation right now, no doubt about that. And anything could happen over the next few days. We also have all the declassification information that may start to come out. So Pelosi is terrified, because if the United States goes into war with China in the next couple of days, let's say, or war with Iran, and Iran has threatened to bomb or to fly an airplane into the I think the White House and to assassinate the president, then along with that, Trump could unleash foreign intelligence or foreign interference information about the election, and Trump could invoke military authority very easily and denounce the fake rigged election as an act of war from China, and then simply use military authority to stay in power and defend America against enemies, foreign and domestic, which would include China, the foreign enemy, and China's domestic puppets, which includes virtually all Democrats, including Joe Biden. So that's what could happen over the next 10 days. You know, it's very clear that this is not going to be a smooth, calm 10-day period here, or even beyond those 10 days. This is not going to be your run-of-the-mill transition, not by a long shot. Major things are happening every day. I also expect, by the way, a massive false flag attack on Inauguration Day, if Biden makes it to Inauguration Day without being arrested. But I would imagine that the left is planning to have people dress up as militia members to try to attack the Capitol building on Inauguration Day. And this is why they're rolling out, you know, 7-foot fencing, i.e. border walls. And they're also rolling out thousands and thousands of National Guard troops. They're turning Washington, D.C. into a military compound. And I think that's also happening because they know that Trump is about to act, and Trump is going to have the military retake Washington, D.C. using military troops. And the troops that are there right now are National Guard troops that are loyal to Virginia Governor Northam. It was Governor Northam that sent the troops there. Well, those troops are going to back down real fast once the U.S. Marines show up, which I think is what Trump will do. So there are going to be more situation updates today. This is just one sort of short update to give you that important intel. I appreciate you and your support. I appreciate everything you're doing for America. I do want to mention, I need your support. Please shop at healthrangerstore.com. We are spending a fortune on bandwidth because some of our videos are going super viral. Our bandwidth usage in December alone went up almost 300% from November. And we're footing the bill for all that. It's now costing us, you know, way more money than we had budgeted for this. And with all these other videos being banned everywhere else, especially YouTube, you know, a lot of people are coming to Brighteon to watch videos. We're funding all the bandwidth. So support us at healthrangerstore.com, and we'll keep this platform alive and functioning and bring you all this information as best we can. Thank you so much. God bless America, and God bless you for your support. Take care.